You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. If you're a fan of solar energy, I have good news and bad news for you. Good news first. Congress last month extended a tax credit that could double, even triple, American solar energy over the next 5 years. Now the bad news. For homeowners with panels on their roofs, it's not the federal stuff that matters. It's what happens at the state level. And in Nevada, new rates and charges effective today mean a big loss for solar companies and their customers, and a win for the big electric utility in that state. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong reports.
In many states, rooftop solar panels actually reduce total energy bills for homeowners. Perhaps not anymore, though, in sunny Nevada. Shale Khan at the energy firm GTM Research watches solar fights around the country pitting homeowners against utilities, and there are many.
This one is definitely the most unfavorable toward solar that has happened.
Solar customers served by Nevada Power face two big changes. First, the fixed part of their bill that they have to pay even if they barely use the grid jumps by 40%, and by 2020, it'll triple.
However much solar power you want to put on your rooftop, you're still going to have to pay that fixed service fee. So the higher that fee is, the less you're able to reduce your bill with solar.
And when consumers sell their solar energy back to the grid, the money they make will shrink 75% in 4 years. So here's the upshot. If you bought panels in Las Vegas figuring, say, a 7-year payback, you may never pay it back. And if you leased solar energy assuming a low utility bill for a long time, nope. And these changes can happen anywhere, says energy economist Catherine Wolfram at UC Berkeley.
If nothing else, this should make consumers wary about getting into these long-term contracts.
Wolfram says utilities everywhere will try to jack up these minimum charges. Often, she says they're too low and actually don't cover the full costs of running the grid.
In some ways, the rate structures have been kind of wrong. So I predict that there will be more pressure like this to get the rate structure to reflect the cost.
For now, Nevada solar customers are facing the rate hikes. And the country's biggest solar company, SolarCity, has already pulled out of the state. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.